VWA Mobile.
TJC.
General TR, Mobile heading towards home. Let me turn this radio down here. How's your day, Jerry?
I'm heading to lick a snake, Dave.
What?
I just had to hit a lick of a snake today. Not doing a thing.
Well, we went up with the high grade people up at Tryon Horse Center and watched the granddaughter ride horses. Boy, they got some beautiful horses up there. I don't know nothing about horses, but they sure are pretty. And the prettiest thing up there was this lady had two English bulldogs, and they just followed me all over the place and Bernice. And they were just tame as can be. Boy, they had a head that was like a rock, man. But, oh, that was lovely dogs. But it was nice to see the granddaughter jump her horse. She was down here from Ohio. They brought 8 horses down all together, 7 in one trailer and 1 in another trailer and all their gear. Man, there's more money floating around that place, and Carter's got liver pills.
Do a very good job of hiding money if they got any duty up there. You know, that horse business is expensive. I got a first cousin whose daughters were both heavily involved in showing horses, Arabians, and Lord knows how much money they spent doing that. They had known horses, though, but it's just a... People love it. You either love it or you hate it, one or the other. And I'm just not a big horse fan. I've ridden them when I was younger, but not much. Just enough to be wary of them, I guess. Those bulldogs are fun. I had an English bulldog for a few years, and my dad, when we moved one time, my dad kept him at his place. He kept him until he finally, I don't know where he died or somebody stole him or something. That dog snored like nobody's business, though. But he was a pretty good dog, though. We didn't have any trouble at him at all. He didn't get very excited about anything unless it was time to eat.
Short-snouted dogs, the vet told me one time, have a history of respiratory problems, the bulldogs and such, but I don't know that much about it, but... Yeah, you feel exactly the same way as I do. My buddy got on a horse one time, had been out in the pasture all winter, and some way he got corralled up there when we was fishing, and he jumped on it, and man, that thing bit him right above the elbow like you wouldn't believe. And I've been kind of leery of them ever since, but, I petted several of them up there, and they're pretty nice disposition, seem like. Abby's horse is some breed of German horse, and it's 6 years old. And she gave $30,000 for it, and she says she'll sell it next year for $60,000. I don't think this recession has hit that pay grade of people yet. If it has, won't be long, they'll be riding electric horses, Jerry, in 0TR.
Talk about a horse is that expensive. That's way out of most people's pay grades. But they can get expensive in a hurry. But, the only things I was accustomed to was, ramshackle type stuff that people bought for $1,000 or $800. And I had a pony when I was a kid, and that thing was my grandfather. We had a kind of a family farm out there in the country, about 120 acres or so. Kept it out there with some cows, some Hereford cattle back in the late 50s, early 60s. And asked him what he thought about him. He said, he ain't worth a burnt mash, and he's about to ride. That thing would throw you off or drag you along a fence line or bite you or kick you or something. He just wouldn't fit for... In fact, the only place he was fit would be to go in a can. They say that it takes a special person to take care of him and ride him and understand him. But I'm not one of those. You I rode them quite a bit when I was a teenager, but there were other horses, other people's horses that were had pretty good disposition. But if you ever get a hold of a bad one, those men, they'll make life miserable for you.
Too much work for me. Man, they were washing in them and what they call currying them, and they had braided manes and braided tails and cleaning up after them and feeding them and watering them. Yeah, you gotta be pretty dedicated. And Abby, she was working at the same time. She'd been working 14-hour days to help pay for the trip. And she says, you know, Grandpa, I won't make any money on it to speak of when I sell it next year. And I said, what? When you double your money? And she knows. She's taking accounting and German and what else? One other minor or majors in accounting. But she knows. But she said, no, but time pay for all the shows and the trainer and all of that stuff. She says, I'll break even on it, but that's about it. Now I shut the car off here for a minute, Jerry. We'll just sit here and enjoy ourselves for a second or two. Come home and ate, and Bernice made a nice big hot dog and some corn, and then went out and worked on my two-wheel trailer. I took a 4-inch sander, and I got me a big 18-inch fan put right behind my back. Keep the dust away from me, but it still gets all over you. And I'm going to repaint it, and it's that one that's made out of a Model T Ford truck. But the wood's all still good. I put treated wood the last time on it. But we got the paint for it, and now we got to sand off the inside of it. Bernice wants to use the pressure washer on it. Well, I got to tell you a little quick story. This is NZLTR. We went to use the pressure washer. Well, being a maintenance man, last year when I put it up before the winter time, you go down and you get a bottle of this lubricant. It said something about it in the manual. And you hook it to the input where the water hose goes, and you pull the starter on it a couple times so that it sucks it into the pump, and it keeps the pump and the seals lubricated in that. Well, I went out there and started to use it, and I noticed the discharge at 3,000 pounds there was completely blocked up with white-looking stuff like you'd see on your sinks, you know. And so I cleaned that out, and then I started it up. And when I started it up, it shot water for 10 feet out of it, so the pump's still good. But I started to hook on the pressure hose to it, Jerry, and it's 22 millimeter where the hose hooks on, the pressure hose, and the other side's 3/8 national pipe tap. And you know what? There was no threads on that 22 millimeter. It looked like it was brass, and I scratched it with a screwdriver, and it was aluminum. And over just the winter, it ate all of the threads off of that fitting, and that's about, it looks like 3/4 national pipe. I don't understand that. It didn't say anything about not using it on aluminum.
RM4 DJC. It does sound a little odd, and I know that sometimes you can put, you know, unlike materials on there and they'll seize or, you know, something like that, but they normally, you know, won't disintegrate. But that's odd to have that happen. You know, I'm always hesitant about putting lubricants on stuff, especially if it's something I don't know what the seals are like. But I don't have pressure washers. I don't know the ins and outs of handling, setting one of those things up for the winter. It does sound odd, that it would do that. It must be some type of chemical reaction somewhere in it to cause that, I guess.
It's like a dirty battery turning only white, you know, and all It was solid. I had to take a Phillips head screwdriver and stick in the middle of it and then a straight slot to try to scrape it out of it. Yeah, I was surprised the pump wasn't seized or something, but it started right up. But that just surprised the heck out of me. And oh, I don't imagine that thing's got 10 hours on it of usage. It's a nice little pressure washer. It's 3,100 pound output per square inch, and we bought it at Costco's about 5 years ago, I think 2016 or so. And I sure wouldn't have suspected that, because we bought that lubricant out of the pressure washer section, just exactly what they recommended in the manual. But and then that fitting, I thought, well, that's brass fitting, and I scratched it, and it was aluminum. You could see where the threads were, but there weren't enough threads there to hardly feel it wasn't moving. It just, I couldn't imagine eating all those threads off of there. Oh, well, I just thought I'd pass that on. I can't hardly use the dang pressure washer anyway. It's more than I can handle anymore. But Shelly, Donner, she cleaned the driveway with it last year, and it still looks nice. Or 2 years ago, wasn't it? And it does a nice job. I put that real fine sprayer on the nose of it, and when I first got it, to see how it cleaned the concrete out in front of the tin bar. You can write your name in the concrete with it, Jerry. It'll etch it into the concrete.
The guy that did our, he just met a guy, a handyman type guy, come and do some painting for us, the front and the back door, and some trim work, and on iron work, and did a few other odd and ends for us to, try to get everything spiffed up a little bit, and he used to pressure wash to clean the front brick off around the front porch, and when he did the driveway too, he did a pretty fair job on the driveway, but it did, you can see streaks in it occasionally, but it still looks better. It looks white looking now instead of dark from all the leaves and stuff over the years, but since we took the trees and they developed, got a new house next door, they've taken the trees down there with the exception of one pretty good size, and I think they're going to do something to that one too, so we don't get much leaf debris in the yard anymore. But he did a good job. It took him a while to get it cleaned off, but it looks nicer. It looks totally different now with the driveway clean like that, the concrete, I mean. But time I got to run downstairs, I smell coffee brewing, so Lynn must have fixed us a pot of coffee. She said she was going to, and I'm going to have some decaf here in a little bit. Hope you and Bernice have a nice evening. Sound like you had a great day up in the mountains. I hope the weather was good for you and the trip wasn't too strenuous. But I'll catch you a little bit later on, I guess, Tom. You guys have a good evening, I should say, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And I'll have to investigate something on that aluminum fitting thing. That sounds really odd. It sounds like one of those dissimilar metal things where it almost acts like an anode and dissolves. But I would think that's stuff I've heard, like for stainless and galvanized, but not, aluminum and some other metal, but who knows. But again, 732 time. Talk to you a little bit later. Good talking to you this afternoon. Glad you had a nice afternoon. In 0TR and 4DJC.
That's my war department there. Yeah, Jerry, that's exactly what it is. It's two dissimilar metals. It was cast aluminum the pump was made out of. And this was aluminum, but it was brass coated. And I never seen that before either, but that don't mean anything. A lot of things I haven't seen. But the fitting, if you look at it, looks brass unless you scratch it. And where those two made it up, that 3/8 had an O-ring on it that screwed into the pump, and the output was 22 millimeter, which, like I said, looked like 3/4 national pipe thread. And I knew it had to be metric, but there wasn't enough thread there to measure it. So anyways, we got a part down at Lowe's. It's very similar, and I ordered two of them off of Amazon, and they were like $8.98 a piece, so I thought I better get two if that ever happens again. 73, Jerry, nice talking to you this evening. We're right in front of the door, so I'm going to head in, and I'm going to head for the rain locker after sanding on that trailer. Take care, my friend. N4DJC and 0LTR clear.